have asked them to do so. First of all, we need to fight impunity among the few who have criminal records. Secondly, we need to give a chance to others who are not criminals to reinsert themselves socially and professionally. This is for us the only way to avoid the restart of insecurity in this region.
What about the unarmed civilians who have also crossed the border for fear of their life following the clashes between the FARDC and the M23 recently in Goma and surrounding areas? How is your government working with the other government to protect them to ensure their safe return to the country?
Let me tell you that they are not only abroad. Most of them are internal displaced, and our North Kivu governor is busy since yesterday organizing their way back home. And we are also working with the UNHCR as well as with the neighboring governments to organize their way back also. Their place is at home, and we shall help them to restart any activity, to rebuild their homes and to work for and end their lives.
Helping them restart their lives and rebuild their homes, among other issues, what about the issue of security? Because people have said that the North Kivu province particularly have been a target of various armed groups. Following the successes of the FARDC, what assurances is your government assuring these residents to protect them as mandated by the Constitution and as your government has promised to do?
You must remember that before the creation of M23, people were living in a relatively calm situation, despite the fact that we had these FDLR, ADF Nalu, and sort of like Maimai. But those are not as dangerous as M23. We can deal with them, and indeed we are dealing with them, and they are the next in the list of armed groups to destroy if they don't disarm voluntarily. But this cannot prevent our compatriots to come back.
So what assurances is your government giving to these residents who are often attacked by these armed groups?
We are guaranteeing them the setting of rule of law, and indeed they have confidence on our government. You should only witness how many they are coming back and how they are welcoming our troops. They are confident of their government. They are confident of their country and of their army. So I think they know that we really are willing to work for securing this area, and they didn't wait any call. They are coming back, thousands and thousands, since yesterday.